It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ah, yeah, delighted. You know, we set out our stall at the start of the year to, you know, go through the league games, try and get to a league semi-final. We did that, got over the semi-final, won the league final, but, you know, straight away there was a turnaround. You wanted to go for the championship, I suppose, at the start here. That was the main goal, and to win it today, you know, huge boost, and the fact that we can get promoted now up to the new grade, it's massive for the place, and, yeah, delighted.
A great game for yourself there, Luke, with a personal tally of 1-9, and for good measure, the man of the match.
Yeah, not bad at all. I was insightful for Owen O'Connor. I think my first cousin was on me. He's a top class defender, and he gave me enough of it. And you know, it was hard to actually get away from him. So I think a lot of credit needs to go to him. And you know, I think a lot of boys could have nearly won the award. I think Alan Regan played supreme. I think he got 1-3. Colin Walsh midfield as well. Another great game. So it was really a great team effort. And the boys, to be fair, playing in great ball. Just had to finish it off. So fair play to the lads. They made my life a lot easier.
You let the first cousin Owen know where you are in the opening 30 seconds with a lead, Cullen Point.
Yeah, I suppose, but straight away, next ball in, I'd say Owen gathered it, so he let me know about it too. So, I know we were going blow for blow inside there, so commiserations to him, but a great player, and best luck to him, up Premier Intermediate as well.
So, in fairness, the Kentuck, they grew into the game, and indeed they forced equality. So, were you worried when Kentuck, they enjoyed a bit of a purple patch?
Yeah, they got the goal, and I suppose they brought it back to level, I think. Now we got it clipped on another few scores, but going into halftime, we knew we were still in a massive battle. I think we were up 4-5, but still, we had a slight breeze, and thankfully, you know, those first 10 or 15 minutes in the second half, you know, we tried to put the game to bed, and thankfully we did. But no, fair play to Kentuck for their second team to come out like that and play so well. It's a credit to them, and fair play.
So you could be saying like there's all one-way traffic there in the second half, but this win, it compensates there for the losses there in 20 and 21 against Borbury.
Yeah, exactly. 2020, no, to be fair, Borbury were a much better team. Johnny came in, we set our stall for 21. The final in October, I suppose. Look, we probably should have won it, but fair play to Borbui. They were knocking at the door for years and years. They won it, went up to the and won the county, and fair play to them. But I suppose they had that bit more experience. But after losing two finals, you know, we grew in experience too. And I suppose coming out today, we knew it was going to be a battle, but thankfully it was third time lucky.
So you said there about Johnny. Johnny, of course, is the former Kerry star, Johnny Crowley. He came in at the start of last season, and he certainly has found the Midas touch.
Yeah, exactly. He's a top-class trainer. He's one of the best trainers I've ever had, anyway. Great attitude, and he gives 100% commitment, and he's completely changed my game. You know, I've changed under him massively, and I must credit him hugely for that. And not only me, but the rest of the boys. You know, he's transformed his team, and fair play to him. And, you know, we got our reward today, thank God.
So, Cullen, today they take the Duhallet Junior Football Championship for the seventh time. But what's coming up? Surely your sights are on the county championship now.
Ah, yeah. You know, I suppose we just wanted to win Duhallow first and foremost anyway and get promoted. But after that, no, there's a county derby to be won. And we, you know, we do want to win it. So we'll enjoy the next few days, but we'll get back to business, train hard, and, you know, we'll give the county a good crack.